Philadelphia. It's Avenue G with Jim Harris.
Well, thank you, Andy. For tonight's broadcast, we'll be celebrating our favorite dessert, pumpkin pie. Isn't that right, Andy?
Sure, right. Today's show shall pass without incident. Nothing to fear.
Well, thanks, Andy. To begin our celebration of all things pumpkinish, Ed here will get a pie baking lesson from my 86-year-old Aunt Lulu. Hi, Aunt Lulu.
Hi, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jim. So tell me, Aunt Lulu, where did you get your recipe for the pumpkin pie?
Back in the 1960s, I was a cage dancer at the Top Shelf Lounge in Kensington. I got this recipe from a fan dancer named Blaze Starr.
And what makes this pumpkin pie recipe so special?
I put in an extra egg. That's why the custard is so firm. Know what I mean?
Yeah, firm.
You know, Eddie, I can still tie a cherry stem into a knot with my tongue.
Is that a useful skill?
It could be.
Excuse me for interrupting, but Jim, are you sure we should be doing a show about pumpkins? It could be dangerous.
What are you talking about?
Jim, pumpkins are native plants. If you praise them, you'll be accused of favoritism. But pumpkins are also orange. So if you mock them, you'll be accused of anti-Trumpism.
Andy has a point there, Jim. With America as divided as it is, you're in constant peril of being boycotted by liberals or sued by conservatives.
You're both nuts. Nobody in power cares about our silly little radio show.
I'll get it. Welcome to Avenue G, where every day is hilarious. Martha speaking. Oh, I see. That's a pretty serious allegation. Very well. I will pass that on to Mr. Harris. Jim, you're being sued by the NRA's Comedy Suppression Division, and also by the Susan Sarandon Fan Club. They've petitioned a judge to put a hold on your bank account until the case is settled.
I don't care. I keep my money in a pickle jar.
But you take the pickles out first, right?
Jimmy, I'm getting tired. I need to go home and rest.
Oh, sure. Sure thing, Aunt Lulu. Thanks for stopping by.
But I'm sure I'll perk up later, Mr. Feldman.
Goodbye, Aunt Lulu.
Jim, I'm serious. We need to get out of here and go to Mexico.
But Andy, just because we can go to Mexico doesn't mean that they will want us to stay there. We could be illegal aliens. They might deport us.
Good point. Maybe I need to take a different approach. Martha, will you have an anchor baby with me in Mexico?
Look, I've heard some interesting pickup lines in my time, but never one quite like that. Besides, how do you propose we even get to Mexico?
What if we use a giant mechanical mole? We could all crawl up inside it and dig a tunnel all the way to Mexico.
Oh, that's a great idea, Ed. Except for the fact that there's no such thing as a mechanical mole.
Is too. My 102-year-old Uncle Izzy built one back in the 1960s. He was afraid the commies would invade and he'd have to live underground. It's still parked in his garage. And with it, we could dig a tunnel to Mexico. Pack up your bag so we can hit the road. We won't be traveling by just any mode. To get there, we have to dig a hole. I've got a giant mechanical mole. We'll stay south of Amarillo. Mexico's border is our ultimate goal. The road we're taking doesn't charge a toll. I've got a giant mechanical mole. I've got a giant mechanical mole. It takes a tunnel, not just a hole. Go too deep and you might hit some coal. With that giant mechanical mole, won't get on board an airplane, and you won't catch me trying to sleep on trains. There's just one form of transit on which I'll go. I've got a giant mechanical mole. I've got a giant mechanical mole. It digs a tunnel, not just a hole. Go too deep and you might hit some coal. With that giant mechanical mole. With that giant mechanical mole. It digs a tunnel, not just a coal. Go too deep and you might hit you some coal. With that gigantic mechanical mole.
Ed, this mechanical mole could be our salvation. Can we get it?
But do we really need to go to Mexico? I mean, you know, are things that bad here?
Excuse me, Jim, but we just got a fax from the FBI. Apparently, your name appears in an email from Julian Assange regarding the illicit smuggling of Cuban cigars into the country. Do you know anything about that?
We need to go to Mexico. Come on, gang. Ed, where does your Uncle Izzy live?
Just over in Dogtown. We can take the Avenue G tour bus. It's parked out back.
Let's do it.
Wow, it sure is a lovely day. So warm for December. This global warming is great, huh?
Whoa, there's somebody under the bus.
Help, I'm stuck.
Holy smokes, it's Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey.
Don't be silly, Andy. What would Chris Christie be doing under our bus?
Would you idiots just shut up and get me out of here?
Yeah, that's Christie, all right.
Are you injured? How did you get under there?
If you must know, I was just cutting through this parking lot on my way to the donut shop when a bunch of hard hats knocked me down and rolled me up under here. I think they were supporters of the president-elect.
You mean Trump?
Yeah, but please don't say that word. Every time you do, an angel loses its wings.
Why would his supporters do that to you?
Well, his son-in-law hates me because I sent his father to jail back when I was attorney general in New Jersey.
You seem like such a fan of Trump.
There goes another angel.
Sorry, I mean, you campaigned for the president-elect even when no one else did.
And weren't you the head of his transition team for a while?
Yeah.
Everybody thought he would give you an important position in his administration.
Yeah, but instead of giving, he keeps taking things from me. First, it was my shtick as the brash, straight-talking guy from the Northeast. Then it was my candidacy for president. Now it's my spot in the cabinet. Listen, I love to keep chatting with you creeps, but could you please get me out of here?
Oh, sure. Come on, guys. Let's see if we can pull the governor out. On three. One, two, three. Whew. Well, you're out, Governor. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
So, will you be working in the new administration?
I intend to do the job I was elected to do and serve my entire term as governor of New Jersey.
But what if the new president offers you a job?
Well, who am I to refuse a request from the president?
So then you wouldn't serve out your term.
Listen, punk, I'd love to pummel you into a quivering pile of mush right now, but there's a donut with my name on it over Krispy Kreme. So shut up and get out of my way!
Sure, no problem. Bye-bye, Gov.
Bye.
So long. Oh, what a nice guy. So anyway, let's get on the bus. Come on, everybody, we're going to Dogtown.
Just make a left at the light, Jim, at 2 miles straight ahead.
Hey, guys, I was so inspired by meeting Chris Christie that I wrote a song about it. Want to hear it?
Nah, that's okay. Nah.
Christie, governor of New Jersey, thought he would be the nominee. Stump, stump, then he got trampled on, but he refused to bash Trump in the press. Christie became the Donald's flunky on the trail, and the convention floor at Donald's right hand. Now he's abandoned who was once the GOP's darling, Chris Christie. Christie looks like he'll be passed over. Christie won't get a cabinet post. Bridgegate is his undoing. Even Sarah Palin looks better than that. Christie became the Donald's flunky on the trail, and the convention floor at Donald's right hand. Now he's abandoned who was once the GOP's darling, Chris Christie.
Jim, that's Uncle Izzy's house up ahead. That's him on the front porch. Yo, Izzy, it's me, Eddie.
Wow, he looks good for 102.
Yeah, he eats nothing but seaweed.
Eddie, how nice of you to stop by.
Izzy, can we borrow the mole? We need it so we can seek a better life.
Well, sure, you can borrow it. The keys are in it.
I'll go get it.
So how come you folks are so interested in using the mole? Are the Russian communists finally taking over?
No, Uncle Izzy, it's the Russian capitalists that have us worried. You must have been quite an inventor in your day.
Well, I still am. I'm working on an edible horseshoe and a solar-powered nose hair clipper. My ship's about to come in, boys.
Here comes Ed, driving the mole.
Come on, everybody, hop on board. Climb in through the hatch in the back. All aboard for Mexico. Bye, Uncle Izzy. Sorry to rush off, but Jim's got the G-men breathing down his neck.
Sure, no problemo. Good luck, Eddie. And hey, don't forget about the fuel.
What does he mean about the fuel, Ed?
Oh, nothing. Close the hatch, Jim.
Wow, it's really roomy in here. I love the shag carpeting and the crushed velvet seats. Oh, look, it even has a cappuccino machine. Izzy thought of everything.
We need to get this mole underground. Let's get cracking.
Aye, aye, Captain. Prepare to submerge. And we're off. This may take a while. Martha, you got any songs for the trip?
Hundred miles to go to be expatriated. We don't know where else to go to be expatriated. Don't bother with the airport, can't afford a plane. We're too classy for the bus and can't get there by train. We have to leave the country, we must escape the pain. We know we have to go. 20 hundred miles to go to be expatriated. We don't know where else to go to be expatriated. Hurry, hurry, hurry before we go insane. I'm afraid to stay here, I can't stand the pain. We're too classy for the bus and can't get there by train. No, 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 no.
Oh no, I forgot the Skittles.
I knew I should have turned left at Albuquerque.
How come I have to sit in the middle?
Hey, Stuckies!
Nutlug!
Nutlug!
20 hundred miles to go to be expatriated. We don't know where else to go to be expatriated. We'll find a way to get there. We have to dig a hole. Hurry, 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 while I still have a soul. He'll be denying visas, and he'll be burning coal. Oh, no, 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 no. 20 hundred miles to go to be expatriated. We don't know where else to go to be expatriated. Hurry, 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 before I go insane. I'm afraid to stay here, I can't stand the pain. We're too classy for the bus and can't get there by train. No, 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 no. We'll be expatriated. We'll be expatriated. We'll be expatriated. We'll be expatriated.
Okay, everybody, we're underground now. All I need to do is set the coordinates for the Arizona-Mexico border, and we're off.
Ed, wouldn't it be a shorter trip if we went through Texas?
Yeah, but with all those oil wells in Texas, we might hit one and explode.
What is that horrible sound? It sounds like worms screaming.
Yeah, well, of course. As the mole travels through the earth, it catches worms and eats them. That's the main source of fuel for this machine.
Wait a minute. We're killing worms to make this thing go?
No, not just worms. Also rabbits, foxes, anything that lives underground.
We have to stop. This thing is a death machine.
What was that?
Oh, we probably ran through a graveyard. Or an archaeological site. Well, not to worry, it's been ground to dust by now.
Oh my God, turn this thing off. I'm getting out. I don't care if I have to go to jail. I'm not going to do this just to save my own skin.
But Jim, we're almost to Mexico. We just passed into the Sonoran Desert of southern Arizona.
I don't care. Put this thing in reverse. We can't abuse the earth for our own personal gain. It's not the American way.
Actually, it is the American way.
Well then, it's not the Norwegian way. I don't care what country... I'm not going to do it.
Ed, what's going on?
We've come to a complete stop as soon as we passed through the Sonoran Desert. It was as if we had suddenly run out of fuel. This thing won't move an inch now. How could that be?
Ed, there are no worms in the desert. That's why the mole stopped. It has no fuel. Now we're never going to make it to Mexico.
Well, that's just great. Ed, I'm opening up the hatch so we can all climb out to the surface before we suffocate. Looks like we'll all have to hitchhike back to Philadelphia.
Okay, but when Izzy finds out I abandoned his mole machine, I'm gonna be in big trouble. Here, let me hold the door.
You know, this desert is really a beautiful landscape. Looking out at it makes me think that maybe America isn't such a hopeless place after all.
Wow, look at that beautiful black and orange reptile. What is that?
Keep your distance. That's a Gila monster. They have a venomous bite that they use to poison their prey before devouring it.
Well, about 9 more of them are heading this way. What should we do?
Run!
Tonight's show was written by Mac Jekyll, Martha Michael, and Jim Harris, and performed by Ed Feldman and the Mount Airy Players. Be sure to visit our website at avenue-g.net. That's avenue-g.net for more Avenue G shows and info. You can also find us on YouTube and Facebook. I'm Andy Pettit. Good night.
When you see yourself someone, and they see themselves in you, and you chase your dreams together, all your dreams come true.
Phantom House. It's the place for podcasts.